Yantav, Lamed Aleph, Amed Beis, Toshema, Esrig Hayoshan Posel. That a Esrig Hayoshan, that means that it's a year old, so some it's a Yovesh, Posel. So it's Posel. Rabbi Yehuda Marshel. So we see Rabbi Yehuda's marcher and Esrik HaYovich. Tiyufte the Rove Tiyufte. So we see here's Abkefrakt Rove. Rove had said before that Rabbi Yehuda is also made that is a din hodor by, that is a din hodor by Esrik, and only by Lulu is a machloikas. Here you see that is not din hodor filled by Esrik. The loyboy hodor, so the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda taka holds you don't need hodor. By Esrik, vodnant nan, ayori kekarsi, Rabbi Meir Marshev, Rabbi Yehuda poisel, lav mishum the boy hodor. So why stays? Because you need hodor. That's why yori kekarsi is possible. So the Gemara says, loy, mishum the loy gomar peire. The reason Yorik Karsi is possible because it's not a Gemar Peir. Toshema, Shir Esri Kotten, Rab Meir Oimer Ke Egois, Rab Yehuda Oimer Ke Beyem. Lav Mishum De Boi Hodo. So Vaistois, that's why you need a larger Esrik, because an Egois is not Hodo. So the Gemara says, Loi Mishum De Loi Gomar Peir. That it's not a Gemar Peire. Seems there's a Gemar Peire in the color of the Esrig and in the size of the Esrig. There's two factors of Gemar Peire. Let us see Taisvis. Ayori Kekarsi, Mashme Shemareyu Kitseva Shekirin Virt. Virt is green. Karsi is a type of a scallion. The dark green chalik of the scallion. So it seems Yorik is also green. Vahide brochis mashmektzat shadoime liirande belaz. The Gemara brochis would seem that karsi is similar to blue. It has a bluish tinge. This nan osam perikame, mishayakir ben chalis lekarsi. That when it's light enough to differentiate between chalis and karsi, so then, that's the Zman Krishma. Mashme, the Ma'at Mishunim Zemizeh. So, Ba'istachois, that both have a bluishness in it. B'menoches Perik HaTcheles Amrinan, how do you know that Tcheles is blue? The Tcheles Doimel L'yam, V'yam Doimel L'rikia. V'zeh Kein Tzeva Shekoyren Iranda Belaz. That's bloy. Aber b'Yerushalmi mashme shehu tzeva virt. Yerushalmi would seem that tchelis is also a greenish color. Ke'ein asabe. Dahi debein tchelis lekarsi misayim le tchelis doime liyam v'yam doime laasabim v'asabim lerekiyah. So it seems that tchelis is also has a greenish tinge. So Memele, so then it could be, so Karsi is Taka green, so Yorik is green. Beperik Elu Treifis Mashme, the Yorik Domi Lechelmein Shalbeya Shukain Seva Yellow Belaz. That it's a gelb color, so it's a yellow color. Like the yolk of an egg. Domrinon, the Gemara says, Yorik Kigoin Beyaso. If it's yorek, like the yolk of an egg, treifa. Uporich, so the Gemara is elu yoreke de ksheira eichi domi kikarsi. So by stories, there's a yorek that's yellow, and then there's a yorek that's green. Chen mashme beteisefte de negoim, that yorek is yellow. Shedoima leshave. It's similar to wax. The sanye yoroik shebi yoroikim. Rabbi Lezer oimer ke shave uchachulmu. Sumchis oimer ke konav tavos. Like the feathers of a peacock. Uchachutz shaldekel. seems this is also, these are yellowish tinges. V'chein mashma v'perek beis d'nida, that yorik is yellowish. Kabi hei domim t'meim b'ishe, this not ha-yorik, akavye b'mahalal el-metabe. Well, we read in Hosam, minayim ledam nidishu odayim, so v'ayistais of yimetame yorik, so it has to be al-kolchoch, it has to have some redness in it. Mashma de la tamis bisham ke noita la marad munis. They had some redness. Becholat zvoim shezachalti ein bem noita la marad munis ela tseva yellow balas. So yorik seems yellowish. Akron nami mechiyach shuhu anikra yorik. The pasuk also, it would seem that yellow is the color of yorik. Kedersiv ebreisel biyrakrak chorz. So what does biyrakrak mean? Besef ha-machberes, perish menachem, shuzov habo min ha-chavilo. Yrakrak is gold, so that it's a golden color. V'doinish perish, chorz se'evin toive. Uplukte damayroi, Natasha says, this machlekes between menachem and doinish is really a machlekes amayroi. Demrine bebreishes rabbe, Hakrode v'yorik es chanichov. Avraham Avinu says v'yorik es chanichov. Reish Lakish omer shehirikon ba'avonim toivis u'me'agolies. K'mo dat omer v'aviser b'yirak rak choretz. So memela, so the Medrash learned that yirak rak means avonim toivis u'me'agolies, like Danish. And why did he give them avonim toivis amagolish perish lo yeluhutim acher hamomin v'yisasku batzolos nefoshes? That means they should have only one intention by the mulchome, atzolos nefoshes. They shouldn't be lot acher hamomin. Rab Levi oimer beparshas shoytrin herikom kemodat amrit mihi ish ayorei v'rach aleivo kloime me'avere shebiyodom v'nizbayishu. By Yorik is a lotion of Avia Yorik, Yorik Befoneo, like they call him Shivas Yomim. So he learned Shat by Yorik, he was Mevayish them, but he sent others away. Umrinim Bishil, it's a Akaponim from the Medrash we see that Yerakrak is a lotion of Onim Toivis. Umrinim Bishil, Idalad in the Dorim, by Yorik as Chanichov, Rav Shmuel, Chad Omar Shahirikan Betoira Beparsha Shaitrin, Chad Omar Shahirikan Bezohov, Perish Kro, the Biraka Krovitz Kadorish, Bezov Doimel, the Tseva Yellow. Umiyu Esreg Ikrai Doimel Shave, that's the Mar of an Esreg. Boison Esregim Aboim Lefoneinu Yeroikim Kikarsi, Ksherim. Apilo Rab Yehuda, Kshechoizrim Lemare Sharis Roigim, Apilo Betolish Lacher Sheshol Bekliz Man Merube, the Vadai Gomar Piryov. Now, Taisvis is Messiahim, that the Sroigim that we see, which are Yorik Hekarsi, will become kosher if they start changing their color. Now, the Chazainish is Mevayer, this Chelik of Taisvis. Look, this is very, he brings in Chut HaMeshulish, that in Shaul Sechubis Chut HaMeshulish, he asks on Taisvis, it's very schwer to say such a thing. In the Gemara it says that Hayorik Karsi is Posel. That's what it says, Amuda Posel. And Taisvis says, it's not Posel, you'll see what happens if it's so it's kosher. So say Sofik Posel. Not only it's not Sofik Posel, it's even rave of them after a while, they change. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say such a lotion, Hayorik Karsi Posel? So the Chazanish wants to say Pshat, that Hayorik Karsi, that's really Karsi, doesn't change. That'll remain. And it's Gemar Peri. That means if it has this color, it's tak, it's possible, never change. Ba'oisen esroigim aboim lefoneinu yeroikim kekarsi ksheiri, that means to us it looks like karsi, but we're not really bekiim. We are not really bekiim. Is it really karsi? Is it not karsi? So a mela by us is a simen. That means like this, the gemar peiri, there's no inyan of a gemar peiri after it's cut off. No, pshat is, Rabbi Yehuda said that if it can change its color, so then that's a gemar peiri. If it'll remain yorik karsi, it's not a gemar peiri. And we don't know exactly which ones are the gemar peiri, which ones are not. So that what Taisha says, yorik karsi, that means if it changed later, that is the biggest simen, that it wasn't the yorik karsi, which Rabbi Yehuda meant. Rabbi Yehuda's yorik karsi, lemaisa will never change. And that's a simen that didn't have a gemar peiri. And if it changes, it's a raya, it wasn't yorik karsi. That's how the Chazanisha's pshat in Taisvis. Before we see the next Taisvis, I think it would be preferable to see the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph. Then we'll understand a little bit what Taisvis is saying. The Gemara Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph says as follows. It's the last third of the Amud. Esri Kaboisel. Rabbi Kiva Paisel Bechachomim Machshirim. Yeva Machloikis Esri Kaboisel. Esri Kaboisel is Boisel is Shlish Kiduloi. Rabbi Kiva Paisel. Rabbi Kiva says it's possible. Bechachomim Machshirim. Omar Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon Amru Dover Echad. Rabbi Kiva had Amor. Rabbi Kiva says it's possible. Rabbi Shimon Mahi, this nan Rabbi Shimon Paiteres Asroigim Bekoitnum. Rabbi Shimon Paters Asroigim Bekoitnum. So Rashi says, so Rashi wants to say Pshat in the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Domadat Gmar Bishulel Ihavi Esrik Peri. Doesn't have a shame Peri. So that's why Boiser is possible, because it says pre-Eitz Adar, there has to be a Peri. Boiser, which is Shlish Bishula, is not a Peri. Rab Shimon Amru Dover Echot, Peter es Esreigen Bekoitna Min HaMaisris. So Memele, so he also holds it's not a Peri. That was Rabbi Shtik Teire. Omalei Abaye said Dil Malayi. That's not, that's no, that's two different things. Ad kala kama Rabbi Kiva hoche, the binin hodo veleke. Rabbi Kiva that passed by an esrig is not because it doesn't have a shem peri. It has a shem peri, but it is not hodo. If it's only shlish bishuloi, it's not hodo. Avol hosom ki rabbonon svirulei. But there he can hold like the rabbonon, that it's chaye b'mais. It is a shem peri, so it's chaye b'mais. Inami atka lekoma Rab Shimon Hosom or Siv Asa to Asas called Tvua Zarecho Kederech Shvnei Odom Meitzin Lezriya. That the Chi of Meiser is only on Tvua, which is Roy Lizroya, and it could be Nitzmach from that. So Rashi explains that a Esrik HaBoiser, you'll stick it into the ground, nothing will come out of it. It only will grow when it gets ripe. So Rab Shimon said Ashtik Teire, that Rav Shimon said a shtik teira that gabi the chi of maisa you need something that's royal is royal, so therefore boiser is potter min a maisa. Abol hochi karabonon svirle, but here could be he holds that esrig a boiser is kosher lenatilus esrig. So we had here a machlekes Rabbi Abaye. Rabbi said that it's one machlekes. Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon. Rashi said, Chabotam holds, it doesn't have a shame peri when it's shlish bishuloi. And Abaye said, no, it's two different dinim. The svar Rabbi Kiva is because it's not hodo. The svar of Rabbi Shimon is because you need roi lizriye. That is the sugya. Now, we have there a sugya of an esrig that's shlish bishuloi. Small, it's shlish bishuloi. There's a machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, is it good or no good? Now here we also have a machlokes in a small esrig. Here we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it has to be the size of an egois, and Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be the size of a bay. Ein zu plukte de esrik a boyser de pligibo rabekive ve rabonon le kamen be pilk. So this we says, lechere, one could say, de lechere, de esrik a boyser is a smaller esrik shlish bishuloi, and one could say perhaps that that's the machloikis, if small is good or no good. So maybe the chachomim hold like a mayor, that less than a bay is also good, that's small. And Rabbi Kiva maybe holds like, Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be a kebeya. So Taisa says, no, ein zup lukta de esr kabois, de pligi bo Rabbi Kiva rabon lakamen bepirkit. Da afilu godel ke egois u kebeya posale Rabbi Kiva, mishum de lav bar zriya letam echod, Now, let's forget about for one second what Taisva says, Lav Bazriya, which that is problematic, but let's go into the second halach what Taisva says. Taisva says that Rabbi Kiva passels on Esr Kabayso because it's not Hodo. And let's just skip the gun a minute, and Taisva is going to say as follows. That the sugya of Esr Kabayso in our sugya is speaking about two different cases. The sugya of Esr Kabayso is speaking about an esrik, which is in the process of growing. It's shlish bishuloi. They had a potential to grow much more, and he picked it, b'shas bayso. So there is a svara to say, Rabbi Kiva held, it's not hodo. What does it mean it's not hodo? So l'chayre, it could mean it's not the hadar of the peiri. It means this peiri had a potential of being a large peiri, and that kuf is a hidor in the peiri. It was plucked before it was able to reach its mahuda dikematzet. So Rabbi Kiva holds that that's not hodo. Chachamim, which a chaylik and Rabbi Kiva hold, You don't parcel it, but it could have been, so that's why it's not called Hodo. Chachamim hold, there's no such chesol. Now, our Gemara will see, Taisus is going to say, speaking about a esrig, which had a stunted growth. That means that we're speaking about an esrig that, for some reason, would be unable to grow anymore. There's such a thing also. There's a kilkul in the koyach hatzimuach of the peiri. So it's a midget. It's that's why the Chazanish says, Shir Esrik Kotten, we're speaking about a small Esrik. We're speaking about that that's the whole mahus of the Esrik. It will never grow. It's a small Esrik. So Memele, so the psul of Hodo doesn't apply here because it's the whole psul of Hodo, that's what it is. So there Rabbi Kiva is also made that there's no problem of Hodo. But there's another yesoid. There's a yesoid, but it has to be a gemar peiri. There's some amount of process of growing that it has to grow in order to get a shem gemar peiri. That's the machloikis in our sugir, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir says the shir gemar peiri is ke'egois. Rav Yehuda says it's kebeye. And that, everyone's made it. That is no shaykhis at all with Rav Yehuda and, with Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. It's no shaykhs all with Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. The Chazanish means to me, it says, is mitzadid, that a full according to the Chachamim, the Esrik HaBoyser is kosher. So they hold there's no such chesolim of Hodo, that one just could have grown and be bigger. But this are the two sugyas. There's a shayla, something with a potential, koyach of growth, and it lost that koyach. Is it Hodo? Is it not Hodo? That's a machloikis. Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. That's the sugya of Daf Lamed Vav Medal. Our sugya is a different sugya. What is the minimum shear? What is the minimum shear of a Gemar Peiri? So the minimum shear, that's a machlokes, Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. If the minimum shear is an egois, the minimum shear is a kebeye. And our sugya grat is no shaykhis with that machlokes, because our sugya is speaking about a esrig with a stunted growth, which won't grow anymore. So Mamela, the psul of Hodo doesn't apply, Rabbi Kiva's psul of Hodo. Now, so our sugi is only debating what the shir of Gemar Peiri is. That is what Tosfos is going to say. Lefi Tam Sheni, so Tosfos says, Tafilu Godl ke egois or chebeye posele Rabbi Kiva, mishum de boy hoda. So it means Rabbi Kiva speak ma after Asugi. After you have a shir of Gemar Peri, he passed because of hoda. Now, the first Lashon of Tosfos, Tosfos says, another reason why Rabbi Kiva passed because it's a lav bar zriya. So here the Maram asks, that there's no such Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara only mentioned this. Abaye said further that Rab Shimon that says it's potter. Mina Maisris, the Rabbi wanted to say Rabin, the Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon are the same. So Abaye said, no, could be the Ptur Maisris because it's a lav barzriya. But why does Tosfos Mishnah Sarain in the why Rabbi Kiva passels it l'esrik? That's the Maram's kasha. The Chana wants to say, the Tais is going now according to Rabbi. Rabbi was medame these two alochis, and perhaps Rabbi held that that's a tnai of a peri that it should be royal Israel. And so Mamela, if it's not royal Israel, it doesn't have a shame peri. That's how the old Chana wants to say. Yeah, v'hai the hochet. So our sugya, so their sugya speaking about that it has a shear of a kebeya or ke'egeis, and there's a shaila, but if it's not hoda, v'hai the hochet, afilu loy boy hoda, afilu you don't need hoda, that means afilu kori tere chachomin, posale, v'shim d'loy goba peirin. So Tosfos was Miyashiv, the two different sugyas, one is speaking about the Shir of Gemar Peri, and one is speaking about the Din Hoda. V'loi ke Moishe Perish bekuntres lekamon esrik haboyser kepul aloven. Rashi says further that the Shir of esrik haboyser is kepul aloven. Now, if you say like this, so this is not like Tosfos Tiktoira, how could kepul aloven a white being be the shear? If here we say in Al Gemara that the minimum shear of Gemara Peri is egois. So the way Tosfos just set up the two Gemaras is Veloike Moshe Peri Shakuntris, not Rash. The common Esther Gabaisa Kapul Alovim, the Hu Shiure, Zichet is a shear of Baisos Kapul Alovim, the Hu Shiure eat Magabe Yenovim, by grapes. So the shir boisar is kipulalova. The bigmar bishulam namik tanim heim. So memele, so there could be, it's boisar and it's a gmar peri by kipulalova. Avol esrik, shuhu pri godel, afilu yaisa mikibaya boisar huk, shusayfili godel, yaisa arbe. So forget, but the sugi of esrik a boisar is speaking about something that's larger than a bay, it's sushlish bishulai. So for Kel, so Yen Sugi has no shaykhis with Gemar Peri. It's speaking about it's more than a beye, and it's still there's a shayla. Is there a psul of bois, or is there not a psul of bois? Vahoche in a sugye, which doesn't bring about Yenamachloikis, doesn't mention Yenamachloikis, b'she'ein soifili godl yoisa, a sugye speaking about that there's no potentials to grow further. Tafilu Rabbi Kiva the Posel Osom, Tafilu Rabbi Kiva the Posel's over there. That's one that has a potential to grow, so felt in the Hadar of the Peri. Abahochi Marshib, Regis Lamar, Uchibeya Lamar, the Choshiv Gemar Peri. Here he'll be made the Tasugi, the two different Sugis. Avol pochis mikan, if you'll have less than an egg is a kebel, lechoshev gmar peri. Avol pishain soifeli godl yoysel. I'll say that if this is the maximum of its growth, how could you say that's not a gmar peri? No, there's zicha shir of gmar peri. The yesh dvorim harbi, shaloylum yavoyle de bishel peri. Umotsu banovim, shesh mem shaloylum boysa. It's shayich that something should never even come to the shir gemar peri. Period. This is the first mahalach in Tosfos. So the according to this mahalach, there's the chachomim and Rabbi Kiva hold that when you speak about esrik haboiso, we have to go after asugi. That means we're speaking about already had a shir of gemar peri. Now there's a, is there a nuchesoron of boiso? There's not a nuchesoron of boiso. That is the machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham. Oid Yitochen, now Taisvus wants to go off a little bit. The afilu rabbonon the machsheri hosom. Posli hoche bepoches mikan. Esrik haboisa choshe peirot fe. Now here Taisvus says a hoshtik toir. So Taisvus wants to say now, that could be, that what I said before is not true. Esrik haboisa, Taisvus said, Esrik haboisa starts after kebeye. So Taisa says, maybe not. Maybe Esrik HaBoisa maybe is even less than an egois. And it could perhaps be that Esrik HaBoisa could be even Kipul Alovon, like Rashi, Hazir HaTais Tachazaynich. Esrik HaBoisa means a small Esrik, and we don't delve into the exact size. Shlish Bishulai, and it could be very small. So how do the Chachomim shtim with Agamore? Agamore, we see this at Dingma Peri. So Taisvus says, no, Agamore is speaking about that we're speaking about a Esrig with a stunted growth. An Esrig with a stunted growth is, there's a din of Gemar Peri. So it has to have some, in order to get a Shem Peri, it has to, and this is, as much as it will grow, so there's a certain shear that it has to acquire in order to have a shem gemar peri. That's our sugya. The chachamim hold over there that esrik haboiso, since it has a potential of growing big, so there's no chesaron of gemar peri. So that means that Esrik HaBoisa, since that is true, where's Asugya speaking about an Esrik Cotton? An Esrik Cotton means an Esrik with a stunted growth. That's Asugya. That Sugya is speaking, Bachlamat Vav is speaking about an Esrik HaBoisa, which means an Esrik which has a potential to grow to its full size. And now it is Boisa. So Taisvus says, so it could be that the Chachomim, Yitochen, that after I said Dishtik Teure, that our Gemara is speaking about an Esrig with a stunted growth, and the Gemara over there is speaking about an Esrig which would have had a normal growth, so it could be, according to the Chachomim, that an Esrig Poches Mikagis would also be good by Esrig HaBoy. So that's why that Sugi didn't mention sizes over there. That sugi was very like this. According to the first Malach and Tosfos, I mean, when you learn Daf Lamed Vav, you have to know Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. I mean, we talk about Esrig HaBoisa. First of all, you have to know if a Kaponim has the minimum shear of Keegis or Kebeya. That was a practical problem in the first Mahalach of Tosfos. According to the second Mahalach of Tosfos, it's two different sugyas. If it is boisa, segeitmanisht on the size that it has now, since it has a potential of growing, if it's a lumdus of koloroi lebila, whatever the lumdus is, it does not need that shear. That's a suffix in Taisvus. Ube peirikame de maisres b'yirishalmi toni, Esrik HaBoisa, now this is a Fagreister Yerushalmi, the Maraponim and the Chazanish say it's Fakert, you have to be Geiris. Kama de Maises Bishalmi Tona Esrik HaBoisa Rabbi Kiva Oimer Einei Peiri Bechachomim Oimerim Peiri. It's like this is Thomas, they will have a problem. So Taisus brings a Yerushalmi. So what does Taisus see in the Yerushalmi? So the Chazanish Tachzimir wants to say that Taisvus saw a shtikl mashmois in the Yerushalmi to Taisvus the Yitochen Loima. That, because according to the first pshat, in Peiri there's no machloikis Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. There's no machloikis in Hodo. There's no machloikis in Peiri. According to the second pshat, the Chachamim were machadish. Besides Rabbi Kiva that said a shtik Torah that you need hodor, the Chachamim said that even though it doesn't have a shir peri, it is a peri. That's Yitzchak Leima. So that's what Tosfos wants to bring from the Yerushalmi. From the Yerushalmi, it would seem a little bit like the second Mahalach, that the Chachamim are Machadish, but by Boisa it has a Shem Peri, even though it doesn't have a Shir of a Gemal Peri. Let us go further. Toshmam, ubegodol, what is the maximum size of a esre kadesh yechay shnayim biyodayachas? That he should be able to hold two esregim in one hand. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi yoyim afilo echad b'shtei yodov. The one they can hold in two hands. My time, so what is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda that he holds that there's a certain size of an esrog, it can't be too big. Lav mishum de boy hoda, you need hoda. So tzakashe, we just said that Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need hoda. So the Gemara says loy, kivin da omar rabbe lulev biyamin ve'esrog b'smol. Rabbi said that there's a seder on what hand the esrog has to be, what hand the lulev has to be. Izimim de mechal filet. So sometimes someone will hand him an esrog and a lulev, and they'll put the esrog in his right hand and the lulev in the left hand. Ve'osi lafulchinu. So now he has to go and to change it, that the lulav should be in the right hand, and the esrog should be in the left hand. Now, if the esrog is, so in order to do this, you can't just throw one to the other and catch, you have to be a good juggler for that. So, kochel, the only way you can do this is you first put one in both hands, but both in one hand, and then you'll switch over. That's what you'll have to do. Now, if the esrog is the complete size of his hand, you won't be able to hold the esrog and the lulav together in one hand. So he'll want to go and put the lulav in his right hand also. So he'll put the lulav together with the esrog. Now if the esrog is the whole, it's as big as his whole hand. So memele, it's very olu. The esrog might fall, and they'll become puzzled. So memele. So that is why Rabbi Yehuda said that we should make sure that the esrog should be at the half of the size of his hand, that he can put two esrogim in one hand. So memele, so then he'll have place for the lulav and the esrog. Let us see what Rashi says. Kiven da omar rabe esrog b'smeil b'lulav b'imi, mishum da hoche tlas mitzvis, the esrog chad mitzvah, v'zimnin the machal fin lei, they shenaisim le esrog b'yamin, v'lulav b'smeil. The tzorich lahofcha miyad liyad, so he has to switch it over, v'lechi ze esrog v'alulav v'achas miyodav, so he has to hold both in one hand, ad sheyachlev, that's the stage number one, you put both in one hand. V'yav agodlo yaisim midai, shemo yipel miyodav, so the esrog might fall. V'yifseil sheyeyore boy nekev, it might get a hole. It's a very interesting reason to passel the esrog. I mean, so if we'll get a hole, we'll get a hole. So why did you passel the esrog? Either one of the two. Maybe he won't realize that it had a hole. And so that's why, so this is an esrog, which if he has a big esrog, it's olo to fall and he won't realize that it's passel. Or maybe if he purchases this esrog, he'll end up sukkahs without an esrog, reis nishklo. But anyway, so for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda passed the esrog in order to make sure that this will never occur. Shnayim biyodei achas, kasinim beis esrogim biyodei achas, shemamokim ha'echod, in the place of the second esrog, yechis alulov k'sheyahavchem. Frag the Gemara, well, Rabbi Yehuda, hoksiv hodo. Frag the Gemara, good. Now we figured out everything. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't need hoda, filo by esrog also. Good, out stimmt, but what do you do with the posit? And the Gemara, hu ador be ilonoi mishono leshono. So the Gemara's machadish that till now Rove had told us that hodo is a toya. It's an adjective that's a pre, what kind of a priate? It should be a hododike priate. So memele, so then we had a problem. So lochere by esrig, the ziche should be a din hodot. It says beferish hodot. No, but now that we proved that Yehuda holds that an esrig ayovish is kosher, so hodor is not an adjective, it's not a toyer, no, hu ador beilonoi mishono lishone. It's a shame ha'etzim, it's explaining the type of fruit, it's a pre-eitz, ador beilonoi mishono lishone. Ador beilonoi mishono lishone, mehoche shaminon de esrig omar kro. He says, from the word, hey, dalad resh, we see what mean we are speaking about. She'ein pri acher oisekein. There's no other peri that does this. So fakert, the simin, what mean we need, is the Torah said, it's a mean that's do bilonai mishon alishon. Zog te gemara vayter. Taisus davadabilon mishon alishon, benazi, the do shochel akamba bepilkin, v'yesham droshes acheres. Yeah. Zoek de Gemara weiter. Shall Ashera v'shal ira nidachas. Frek de Gemara v'shal Ashera posel. Om al rovem lulev shal abedezor ala yitil v'im not al kosher. So we see Ashera is kosher. And the Gemara ocher b'Ashera de Moshe askinam. The Mishnah is speaking about Ashera de Moshe, which means Asheira de Yisrael, the Ksusi Mechte Shiure, that it doesn't have the Shir. The Ekenami Dektoni Dumi Dirani Dachas Shma Mino. So, Poshib Shat is that the Mishnah is speaking about an Asheira de Yisrael. Asheira de Yisrael, and the Vaidizor de Yisrael, there's no Bittul. There's no Bittul. So memela, so it's oimed lisroiv kisar of domi, so it loses the chshibis of its shir. Masha ein kein by Rove is not speaking about Asheira di Yisrael. Rove is speaking about Asheira shalakum, the yeshloi bittel. So since it has bittel, so it's not oimed lisroiv. There's a possibility the goy can be mevatel. So there's a chshibis of shir. So therefore, Rav said, "Lulav shavizor leyitel v'im not al kosher." That's lachera de ivran de gemara. Now, before we see Rashi and Asugye, let us just refresh our memories and look at Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah daf chavtes amet beis says as follows: Shel asheira. Rashi says, "Ilon sheoivdim oisoi avaydizor." It's an ilon that was worshipped. Bigmore meforish timer, why it's no good. So we're speaking about an Elon, a never. That's an Asheira. Now let's see Rashi and Asugi. Zek Rashi. Lulev shall avoid the Zoret. So Rashi says, now we're speaking about Rove. Sheshimshu boy la avoid the Zoret. They were mishamish la avoid the Zoret. Lechabed lefoneo karke. So Rashi says, all of a sudden, that Rav is speaking about Mishamshe Avoy Dezore. Sheshim Sheboy, they swept with it. Inami Shavoy Dosa Belulev Lahaviroi Lefoneho Oy Lezorko Boy. Well, that's the Avoy Dezore. So Rashi L'chayra means to say it's Takruvis Avoy Dezore. Now, with Takruvis, we can get into a lot of hot water. I want to say it's a takruvis, which also is a din bittel. Let's not get into the problems. It's a takruvis that has a din bittel. We'll come back to this chash. Lo yito, so Rove said lo yito, demois ligavoya. Vim not al kosher. But if he took it, it's kosher. Va'avo gav di isurei anohu, even though it's also ba'ano, the mitzvahs lav lohonis need no kloimer and kiyem mitzvahs hanoah saguf, not a hanoah elavoides eved l'raboy. So he's not deriving hanoah from the ruler.
So maybe that is why he is Yaitza.
Now, we see that Rashi in Rove said it is speaking about Meshamshe Avodah Zarah. Now, Dach Sechmer, that, let us see the Ran 1 minute. Dach Sechmer Rashi held like the Raivit that the Ran brings down. And, let us first see the Ran. The Ran is Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph, Bedaf Yehoriv. Zog the Ran. Shall Asheiro v'shal ir hanidach as posel, makmina lo b'gmore, Asheiro de Moshe, kloima, what does Asheiro de Moshe mean? Oysan Asheiro is shemotzo Yisrael ba'oretz. Tahavu avaydezore di Yisrael. They were kovish ta'oretz. So it became avaydezore di Yisrael. The last low bittle, there's no bittle avaydezore di Yisrael, there's no bittle, k'dachsiv asherayim tisrifon ba'esh, t'chsusi mechte shiurei, the cholo'imed li sorev ki sorev domi. Avol ba'asheira da'akum, but an asheira of a goy, lo yito, that he shouldn't take, that's rove, vim not al kosher. Vim ta'ima, frek deran, ba'loi kivin shebo liyad Yisrael, so where do you have a case of asheira da'akum? Kivin shebo liyad Yisrael v'zocha boy, avloi asheira de Moshe. So now the Yid was zoichen, it becomes now asheira de Yisrael. V'chitei mebishen not loy b'sheilo, shloy liskois boy. He didn't take it for keeps. He took it, he borrowed it. Oloi karine be'lochem mishel lochem, you need shaloi. So memeil efektaran akashe. How is the Mishnah speaking about? If it's speaking about that he wasn't zeichen it, so it's Amazai Apostle felt Nishaloi. If he was zeichen, so now became a by the Zorish of Yisrael, that Ksusi Mechti Shiure. Tiritz Araivetzal, the Ba'asheiro Umishamshim Askino. So the Raivet said, we're speaking about an Asheiro Umishamshim Askino, the Mairi, Shavoy de Zore, I don't know, I'm speaking about Meshamshim. The Mairi Shavoy de Zore beyadakel, v'kivin shekainu, lekaimel esreif. So, the Shavoy de Zore is beyadakel. And he was zoich in the Meshamshim, the kaimelon. Akon shebitel, Shavoy de Zore, botel Meshamshel. So Lechere means to say as follows. The Raivet means to say that the Mishamshim only have a shame Mishamshim, calls man, there's an Avodah Zarah. So the Mishamshim Avodah Zarah. If he was Mevatel the Mishamshim, who's mevatel d'avodah zarah? So memela, so it becomes ois meshamshim. So lechayre the raivet meant to say as follows: it's Taka speaking about that he was zoiche in the meshamshim. It's Taka shaloi, but he asking gakasha. There's no bittul. It's shal Yisrael. So he says no. The whole din of shal Yisrael, there's no din bittul. Is if he was zoiche in d'avodah zarah. But he wasn't zoich in the Avodah Zarah is still by the goy, so memele, so there's a possibility that the Meshamshim can become botul, al yidei ma, she'akum yevatel Avodah Zarah shaloi. That's l'chayre pshat in the Raivet. Now, the ein zabo, kum teran, and tainet after Raivet, that's not so poshe, the dilme, ki emrinen da akum she'bitel Avodah Zarah, bitel Meshamshel, if the Meshamshim b'Shusoi, avo Meshamshim shezocha b'am Yisrael, efshe she'en lem bitul yoylam, avo bi shebitul akim avay dezorah shalom. So the Ran is chaylik on the Raivet. It could be, I'm not too bakant, but it could be, it matters how the nikud is. If the nikud is akim shebitul avay dezorah, botul Meshamsheho, or akim shebitel avodah zarah bitel mishamshel. The Rambam back is geiris bitel mishamshel. That means that you can learn two ways. You can learn it's an automatic bittul. Akum she bittul avaydazona shalai. So automatically is bottle misham sheha. That the whole shem misham sheha avaydazona is, because this is mishamish for avaydazona. The avaydazona became bottle, automatically becomes oif misham sheha avaydazona. Or it could be akum she bittul avaydazona bittul misham sheha. That means in his bittul, lies also a bittul on the mishamshim, and he's mevatel the avodah means to mevatel the mishamshim also. So if you learn like this, like the daran a good takash, he could only mevatel what's his, he could be mevatel. But if the mishamshim now belong to a yid, so he can't be mevatel. That's the daran's kasha. Lefikach nira, so therefore, the chimak sherina nashere da'akum, hainu, Bishol, Shloi Zochem by Yisrael. The Kivin Shia Shloi Bittel, and Michte Shiri, and Beyontem Shaini Askinim, Shiaitse Bishol. Avo Beyontem Rishim Posel Mimonem Shech, Dilei Zochem by Yisrael, Avo Leishol, Makirine Belechem, Bizochem by Avo Leyashere de Moish, Versus, and Michte Shiri. Hikim de Masnisa Bashere de Moish, Aina Mishem Yom Shaini, Dilei Bashere Dakum, Yaitse U Bishol. Shemochi Amarov, Bigmar, the Luvish of the Zora, Lito, and Lotel Kosher. And that's speaking about Abay the Zora Shalakum. So they have a Vodar of a Lakaid and Bittalu, the Lacha Bittla, and Chatkilanani, to give you the Shal the Hedget, Lay Mois, Lamitz. Period. So we have here a Machloikis, the Raivit and the Ran. The Raivit seem to learn that, the Ravid had this kasha, if he was zeich in it, so it should become ksusi mechta shure. So the Ravid said it's speaking about the mishamshin, and the mishamshin, even though the yid was zeich in it, it's still possible to become as batal aydei the bittul that the girl be mavatal his avaydazot. This is what the Ravid learned. So that's Rashi. That is Rashi, and the Psaisodam Remisoda, Taksimidam Remisoda, and the Mishnah says this, he doesn't bring down the Ravid, I don't really know why, he brings up the Shulchan Aruch such a thing, and that is what Rashi is saying. So Rashi is saying that, Rashi in the Mishnah says, Asherah means an Ilan Sha'iv the Noisa. Ilan Sha'iv the Noisa, and that the Gemara says, speaking about, Asherah de Moshe, that means that it belongs to a yid, he was zeich in it, so, speak by John Tavrishin. So it's possible because Ksusi Mechte Shiure. Here we're speaking about Asherah with the drove that says Lulav, it doesn't even mention Asherah, Lulav Shavay de Zorah la Yito, speaking about Misham Sheyavay de Zorah. So Misham Sheyavay de Zorah, there's a din, even though he was zeich in it, there's a din bitl. Akim Shebitl Avay de Zorah, Mebotl Misham Sheyel. So Memele, so here it is, so Chathila lo yitel mishum dehumos, but b'dieved, it's not in the Ksusi Mechte Shure, since there's a possibility that it's not oimed l'sreifa, it can become this battle. That's l'chay reb shat and rashi. Now, I'm just stuck with one thing, and this he says klor, the Mrei Misod says klo because Rashi wanted for him for Tosis also has this kasha. If it's speaking by John Tavrishin, so there's a problem on if Rashi wanted for him for this kasha. So if it's speaking by John Tavrishin, so why the imnot al kosher? So Rashi says vafel gav the suraya no the mitzvah slav lahonis nitna. So lochayra Rashi means to ask a kasha lochayra it's a mitzvah bo baveire. It's also bahano so. So, he's having an offer from it, so it's a mitzvah boba veira. So Rashi says, no mitzvah, slav lahonis nitno. It's not having an offer from it, so it's not a mitzvah boba veira. Abba lochayre, we're speaking about before bitl, and it's also ba'ano. So lochayre, if it's also ba'ano, there's a big machlokes harishonim, if isar ano is called shaloi. Now by esrog, you need shaloi. Rashi weiter, on daf lamed, he says, Rashi says, Esrik shel ola is no good, v'shein bod in momin, shein e shove pute, di yisuri anohu, ilkach lav shel lochemu. So it's not worth a shove pute, so it's not called, he has no momin, it's in it, so lav shel lochem. So Mamela, it's not called the Yazbailas, Rashi and Psochim, the Gemara, the Vovam at Beis, that says, Shnei Dvorim Einem B'Shusei Shalodom, so, V'Osana Koski B'Shusei, Rashi says, Einem B'Shusei Einem Shaloi. So I don't know what's Pshat over here. If Lemaise, Rashi is coming to tell us that it's, I mean, Rashi had this Kashan, and Rashi is speaking about Yontav Rishon, but it's not called, there's still a dimbitl because it's speaking about Mishamshim, but how could it be Yaitse Yom Tov Rishon? It's also Bahano. Agavuche, let us just see Rashi Estakashe. It's yes or no. So Rashi says, Mitzvah Slav Lohan is Nitnu. So in fact, he's not having Hano. Halavoidis Eved L'Rabbi. Let us just see the Loshon Haran, the Ran we had seen before. There's a very interesting Ran. Let us go back to the Ran. The Ran says the three lines from the end of the Shtikl Ran, Dibra Maso Shalasheira. So the Ran says, V'taime de yotze, mishum de mitzvahs, lav lohones nidnu. Frek the Ran, v'afal pishe mekabel aleim scha, what do you mean lav lohones nidnu? The etzem maisa mitzvahs are avoides heaven, but he doesn't get scha. Ein ze ela groma ba'alme. Kinyin she'omru ha'mudar ha'no mimayon. Toivul boi b'moysak shomim. Kinyin she'enenene b'guf ha'mayim. He doesn't have ha'no from the water. B'moysak shomim, it's cold. He's not cooling himself off. He's freezing side by side. He's not deriving direct benefit from the water. V'af al-pi she'geremes le tfila zu. Lala is mitume le taro. There's a lot of benefits he gets from this. Umar shirosi le kamed vorim. That's called a grome. That means if the mudar ano mi mayim, that means a direct ano is also to get from the mayim. This is called an indirect ano. This is called grome. Urdumine nami besandlo shalavay de zore de leitach leitz vin cholzach aleitzosok sheiro. There's also the mission of the mitzvah slav lahon is nidnu, so she's not deriving hanlo. Perhaps I'll give the malva chatuva bichalitz, and now she can get married. Velochi kivla misanya migufi shal isa, groma ba'almu v'les lonbo. So this is what the Ram answers, that all these things are called the schar, and the zaitike, these fringe benefits, are called a grome, and something that's also ba'no is a direct hanlo from the chayfetz, and this is called an indirect ano. Let us see Taisvis. Shal asheira v'shalir hanidach as posl. That's what said the Mishnah. B'soiv kisi adam, the omar rove, mitzvahs lav lehones nitnu. Rove said there ashtik teire, mitzvahs lav lehones nitnu. Rove lemaise is started speaking about ofol shal iranidach. And Rava said a shtik teire, the one is permitted to be mechase dam ba'ofer shalir anidachas. So Rava says it's osa ba'ano. So Rava says mitzvahs lav lehones nidnu. Mechase ba'ofer anidachas. U porich fek de gemore moho desanye shoifer shalavay dezore im toka lo yotzo. Mitzvahs lav lehones nidnu, so why is it lo yotzo? The lulav shabay desorim notal lo yotza. So this is Akasha and Rove. The Gemara answers, we can hop around the task because it's negay the next taisvis. So the Gemara answers, they're the reasons of ksusi mechtishi yurei. And by ababakisi yadam, kalechet the michtis odav tvei. So it's ksusi mechtis, so that's no problem in kisi yadam. So, let's go to the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara asks from a Baraisa. The Baraisa says that Lulav Shavay Dezore Lo Yotzo, Shavu Shavay Dezore Lo Yotzo, have a motzi lakshu yemi mas nisan, diktoni shalashere posel. Why do you have to ask from a Baraisa? Well, nechel elasimi Baraisa, mishem dasik mikor gabi Lulav Shavay Toka Yotzo, not Lo Yotzo. So Taisa says before, the Gemara had said that Rove held the Toka Yotzah. So well, to being a Rai from the Baraisa, the Toka is also the Yotzah. That's why he brought the Baraisa, which speaks about Kiya and Netila. Ba'asheira de Moshe, d'chsusei mechtish shiure. So the Gemara answers as follows. Rove that says, Yoyotzah belulav shalavay dezore, that's speaking about let's say, a lulav shel akum lechayra, that it has bittel, and abedizor shel akum. He's speaking about abedizor shel Yisrael. V'chein, so now Taisva says, v'raise de soif kisi adam. The Gemara says in Seif Kisi Adam that a Shefer Shavei Dezore is no good because Ksusi Mechte Shiyure. So we have to add a few words. So speaking about Shefer Shal Moshe, that means Shefer Shal Yisrael. I mean, the Gemara just says it's no good that Ksusi Mechte Shiyure, but the Gemara doesn't say the Akimte. So Taisa says, well, our Gemara says the Akimte. When is it Ksusi Mechte Shiyure? When it's Shal Moshe, that means when it's a Yitz. Azeidah Vezogim. V'chein tzorich l'taretz ha-shoifa d'ktoni osam toke lo yotza. Even though the Gemara doesn't say this b'feirish. V'perik ru bezn b'shoifo shavai d'zore lo yitoka v'im toka yotza. V'chein b'mitzvah chalitza oma rove b'sandlo shavai d'zore chilitzosa k'sheiro. L'imrinen d'michte shiyure. D'odach men zogen d'ahannu b'avai d'zore d'nochi. This is speaking about avai d'zore d'nochi. D'yesh lo bitl. That here it's been where it's all the nochi, the yesh lo bitl. Vahu dektoni lo yotzo, vavay de zore di Yisroel, sheine betei lo ilomi. So that's all I have to say. That means even though we have gemoris stomius, which don't mention this nekudah shal Yisroel, shal akum, but our gemoris gave us the guidelines already. Our gemoris said, asher de moishes, ksusi mechtes, Avay de Zohar Natchal Yisrael is not Ksusi Mechtes because it's a dimbitl. Vim Taima, now Taisu says the problem which we saw before in Baram. Avay de Zohar de Nochi Nami mida Agbe Konye. As soon as he picked up the Avay de Zohar, so it became Avay de Zohar Shal Yisrael, Venasa Shal Yisrael. Kedemrine Bepeik Olat Zlomin. Gazrine Dilme Magvelo Vahoda Mevatalo. So, and he can't because he can be Mevatalo Avay de Zohar Shal Yisrael. The Yeshloimah, so Taisva says, ki goin shehigbiya al menah shaloi liknois. Tapa machna nekimte, that it's speaking about his magbiya al menah shaloi liknois. And dobemano sha'ene shaloi tnan chlitzos aksheira. I said, you don't need by mano that it has to be yours. So it's speaking about that he didn't have it in it to be goin. Uvelula beyond tevsheini. We have to say, you, Lula, speaking about beyond tevsheini. So that's why you are yoitze. Ubishmaiten ave motzilishnuye. So memele, so now it comes out though. The Taisvis just mentioned a sore point that avoidizore shall akum isn't so glattic. Avoidizore shall akum is only good chalamoy because you don't need shaloy. Avoidizore shall akum the first day is not good because lamanav shech. Either it's if it's not shaloi, it's no good. If it's shaloi, it's also no good. So v'loi havet zorich leukmi ba'asheira de Moshe. V'shmaitna v'motzlo shnida masnisim v'yontav rishim la'ava zorich leukmi ba'asheira de Moshe. The Gemara could have said, if that's the truth, that Rav is speaking about v'yontav sheini, and that's the only time it's good. So the Gemara could have said, our mission is speaking about beyond the Rishon, and it's no good because it's felt in Lachem. El Mishum Diktoni Dumi Dirani Dachas Vafilo beyond the Sheni. But the Gemara wanted to say, since it says next year Anidachas, Dumi Dirani Dachas, so therefore the Gemara says, speaking about a filo beyond the Sheni, and it's no good because it's Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael. Rabbeinu Tam meforish. Now the Rabbeinu Tam holds the kulu b'avay dezore denochi. Now the Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik on Taisvitz. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that b'avay dezore denochi kaidem bitl is ksusi mechte shiure. In Rove that says b'avay dezore denochi is good is speaking about after bitl. This is a shtik teira from the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam meforish the kulu b'avay dezore denochi. Vikan, all these gemoras says this. We had a gemorim notal lo yotza. We had a gemorim notal yotza. So Taisa said before that the gemorim notal lo yotza speaking about avidezore shal Yisroel. The man Tam says no, im notal lo yotza speaking about avidezore shal akam kaidem bitl. And the Tam before is to call by this old denochi, vikan kaidem bitl. There that it says lo yotza retzach fabitl. And that what it says, Yotzo, is after Bittul. לאח ביטל נמי לכתחיל לא ייטל, אם עצמא בוטל, ולא ייטוקה, דמויס לעניין מצווה. דמויס, לפי וואי, שהויה עולם שם אבי דזורם. That it's mois because it had a shem aboy de zore anem. Vechein loisach leitzboi lechatchile, also because it had a shem aboy de zore. So the Benetam tells us two chidushim. Chidush number one is that aboy de zore shall akum before bitl is possible, is ksusi mechte shiure. The second chiddush he's telling us is that after bittul, it's also possible lechatchila because it was once avodah zarah. Afilu im timtza loyma deshari lechasais lechatchila ba'afar avodah zarah kamoi b'shalir anidachas loydomi kisui lechalitze. So now the Benetam wants to say a shtick teure. By a far iranidachas, Rav has said that you're allowed to be mechase by a far iranidachas. The Gemara says in Chulun, why? Because mitzvah slav lahonis nitnos, you're allowed to have. I ksusi mechteshire, it's kolege de michtes odif tvei. Ksusi mechteshire is no chesor. Now, Taisus had a mashmois, even though Rav is speaking about afar iranidachas, could be he's also speaking about afar avedizore. Now, the afar avedizore, there's a problem over here. Afar avedizore, we have here a din, that a fellow after bittel, Rav says, lechatchile, so now Taisus is clearing what will be the din by kisui with afar shel avodazor. Lechatchila, is it kosher lechatchila like afar irani bachas, or is it posel lechatchila? So Taisus wants to say could be it's kosher lechatchila. Why is it kosher lechatchila? So Taisus says loydomi kisui lechalitze. Chalitza is taka posel lechatchila, since it once was shel avodah zarah, and kisui is kosher. Now the problem is, Taisus does not elaborate why is it loydomi. So the Ochaner wants to say pshat as follows, that the whole din of most lemitzvah is only speaking about by something which theoretically is not mos. So then there's a svore to be mefalpol, could be, if since it was once avodah zarah, it becomes mos lemitzvah. But something which is lechatchila mos, zadova mos, offer zadova mos to begin with, so memela there is no chesorin of mos lemitzvah. He says something interesting. He says, we find Chazal tell us, v'lovash begodim acherim v'hoitzi yesadeshen, michutz lamachne. So Chazal tell us that, begodim shebishl boi kdeiro l'raboi, he shouldn't be mishamish rabbi with these begodim. V'lovash begodim acherim, so the big day kahuna which were used for itzor sadeshen should not be used for aboidim. Frekta, itzor sadeshen is doch a mitzvah. It's just that it's a mitzvah. So what's wrong with it? So the teretz is mitzvah heen, mitzvah her, but dashen is dashen. So memele, so since dashen is dashen, so memele, so the dashen alone is more slavoide. So memele, so that's what he wants to say. So he wants to say that the whole musik of mosle mitzvah only applies. The whole musig of mos lemitzvah only applies by something which theoretically is not mos. So then, we can say that the shem avodah zarah that it once had makes it mos. But offer which in yesod is mos, so memela that so there when that is the ma'isa hamitzvah, so that it's not geireya that what it once was avodah zarah.